The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles gathered together with Jesus, reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So summertime is a time to rest a little bit. That's why I was off from this parish for 3 weeks. You know where I went? Do you know? Where? Medjugorje. Have you heard about this name? Medjugorje?
Yeah.
Now, you must have heard the name Croatia, right? So Medjugorje, the people there is Croatian. But it belongs to another country, the next neighboring country, Bosnia. Bosnia it's mostly Muslim. But that town, Medjugorje, is a town that lived by the Croatian. So you can imagine those few weeks when they play the World Cup, not the final. The final, I'm already in Hong Kong. The whole town excited. You know, if you heard about the story of Croatia, it's a new country. Only 20 years. Before it was ex-Yugoslavia, communist regime. Only recently, they become more united as one people, as Croatian people. I was there and I met a couple from Canada. This couple, years ago, they lived in Vancouver. The gentleman is a car dealer. He earns lots of money. He was Catholic, but married 3 times. You can imagine his life. Mixed amount. All sorts. Money, money, money. Once, he was in a retreat with his wife in the United States. And then during that retreat, he felt the need to pray every day with his wife. Before he left for prayer, he thought money can save, can do much things. That's why his children, how lost. One child studying in high school, studying, taking drugs. Money, he got money. Another big guy, he's playing football, American football. After football, you can imagine drink, and then not a song, drink, but he drunk. Then the third child is a girl, married, divorced. After they start to pray together in the family, things change a little bit. Since the children see the parents praying together, and they start a little bit conversion, and the child who was used to drugs, he went to, when in university, changed his style. He studied sociology. Finally, he's in charge of one of the Catholic school in Switzerland. Another footballer, the one, drank. Eventually, you know what he became? A fireman. A fireman cannot drink any at all. 24 hours and 20, over 24 hours cannot drink. You might ask, what changed? It's prayer. Prayer together. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she always says, the family that prays together stays together. And that's the new message of Jesus coming on earth, giving us this peace. This peace, inner peace, that means to have God in us. This peace, you need to protect it by prayer. Pray the rosary. Many times find it very difficult because you have to repeat 50 times the Hail Mary. Yesterday I read a book by a priest, a Franciscan priest. He was the parish priest of the parish of Medjugorje when Our Lady appeared to them, and then he was caught, you know, by that time still communist regime. So they thought he is the one at the back to corral all these people coming, because the communists are afraid of people. When they come together, they are afraid. So they caught him and put him in the prison. His name is Father Yoso. Of course, after 1 year, we leave him free. But anyway, this priest, a very deep experience of the message of Our Lady. And he shared very often with the pilgrims to keep this peace of Christ in us. We need to pray with hearts. Then yesterday he wrote, I saw one passage, when you say the rosary, then you repeat 50 times the Hail Mary, right? So he said, each Hail Mary, as if the first time and last time, you don't think, I have another 49 Hail Mary to say. Finish this Hail Mary, thank the Lord, praise the Lord. And start again. When you praise, always anew, not something old. Oh, already halfway done. The rosary I cannot finish and feel hard sleep and at times dropped onto your bed. We keep the rosary, but already you have the heart, but you don't have the brain. You lose everything. Anyway, when you say the rosary, just only one Hail Mary. I don't say it good enough, but you say, well, as if the first time and last time, the unique time, is the best prayer. Concentration. So, no matter how many Hail Mary you say, but you know that the rosary is the time to meditate on the gospel, the life of Jesus. Also, now, not only we have also the decade, the new 5 decades of, what do you call? What? Huh? Louder. Louder. Glorious mystery? No. The new. Luminous. Anyway, the whole rosary is the memory. Make us remember the life of Jesus, bit by bit. If you cannot say the whole 5, 10 Hail Mary one time, it needs your mind, your mindset into the place where Jesus was born, which is preaching, as in today, Jesus were in the disciples were tired, and then they crossed the boat, the lake on the boat, arriving and then the people are there, you'll be there. You'll just be an observer. This is the meditation. You don't have to say many things. At times, you can tell Jesus what you miss. Or at times, you just adoration. Jesus, I'm here. Thank you. Your presence. Give me a light. So matter where I go, like you, give the space to people. No, don't tell yourself, I'm tired, like tomorrow. No. Even you're tired, but it's really helpful. Open yourself. So this is the way we live the rosary, prayer, and save the family. So in Medjugorje is a place where our Lady is teaching the whole community over there and also us that we need to pray with heart, especially, and also with adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. We, of course, we attend Mass every evening, after evening Mass, at least 3 nights, 1 whole hour adoration. Why it's important? With silence, with the Blessed Sacrament in front of you, just open yourself. By the time of Jesus, so many people want to come closer to Jesus, cannot, because there are so many people around. You know, remember one woman? She was thinking, if I can touch his cloak, I can be healed. It happens. People are rushing towards Jesus. And today we have Jesus, we are running away. So, with this image, tell yourself, if you want to go away from the church, right at once, remember, there are people who want to be with Jesus and could not. In Lofton, China, many places, there are churches, but no priests. Sometimes they wait for a priest for after 1 or 2 months, the priest just a journey towards them and say Mass once a month. They could not have the Blessed Sacrament all the time. And we have all the facility. If not this church, you can go to St. Joseph or you can to Wanjai. All the places. It's so close. Be your heart adhere to Jesus. Jesus wants to be with us. You remember, after the Last Supper, Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, especially with 3 of his disciples, Peter, John, and James. When Jesus praying, that 3 guides were sleeping. Jesus went, can you stay with me for an hour? Jesus didn't ask them to stay the whole night. Can you stay with me for an hour? Jesus expects us not the whole night we be with him, but at least can you stay with me? So you have spare time, come to a church close to you, stay with Jesus for 15 minutes, for 20 minutes, half an hour. With your heart, open yourself. That's the time you have the real peace. That's what the reading from the second reading, Ephesians. Christ is our peace. With Christ, you will have real peace. Peace of the Lord.